Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that it's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share this call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, if you need to go back and listen to any of these playbacks, go to successwithnicola.com, click on Power Start Call. Guys, today is Financial Freedom Friday, and we're going to definitely keep it brief because I'm heading to go and train some super hungry entrepreneurs on how to present like a pro. I am telling you right now, some people are definitely are going to be walking in their season to soar. And that's what this series has been all about. You know, you went into the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 30 through 31. Hopefully you are very, very clear that, you know, that along with Genesis 12, 1 through 3, is super, super important. You need to take God up on his offer to set you free. He's already done this, but you have to walk in it. And then we went on to telling you, listen, you don't want to, you know, be afraid of heights, going into new places. You got to be strong and courageous with Deuteronomy 31 and 6. Very, very important. And then on yesterday, we talked about, you know, only eagles can birth eagles with Matthew 12 and 33. Now, I need you to know that this word here is going to wrap it all up. Financial Freedom Friday with Galatians 5 and 1. We've got to go to the Lord and we got to pray because so many of us are still operating in bondage even though God has set you free. He has given you the go-ahead. You don't need permission. The purpose is to do big things for the kingdom, and he's already given us that. But yet people will sit on their couches or they'll make excuses or they'll wallow in their sorrow. And this is a thing that God says, no more. You don't have to do this anymore. So let's go to the Lord. Galatians 5 and 1 is where we'll be reading from today. Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we are so glad and joyous that we're in it. Father God, right now we come before you, humbly before you, before your throne, asking you to please help us through your Holy Spirit. Help us with your majestic power that we will now be able to lay down the things of mediocrity and pick up the great things that you called us to be and to do. Dear Lord, right now, we're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are leaning on the strength of Christ Jesus, who gives us that strength. We no longer are trying to be in the limited lifestyle that we've lived thus far. We're wanting to go into limitless. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for your omnipotency, all powerful. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Even though we don't get it right, you give us another opportunity. But as we're drawing closer to you, let us be careful not just to call your name, Lord, but for us to follow your commandments. And we know that when we put you first and make you the only God in our life, we begin to do bigger and better things for your kingdom. Let us never be ashamed of who you are or whose we are as we go out and take dominion in the marketplace. We know they've never seen anything like this. But we know, dear Lord, that we're going to walk in this season because you have commanded us to soar. We bless your holy name, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, guys, you know, it will be brief because I did the rundown. I just laid out the rundown as to what's going on. I don't know how many times does God have to scream out to you to say, I have set you free. And so Galatians 5:1 says that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then. This is what most people are on wobbly ground. They're unfaithful to our faithful God. God says, stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Let me tell you guys something. You're going to need to go and truly meditate on this word. It's extremely important here because so often, I see people walking in the opportunity to be free, but they enslave themselves. When things get a little tough, they literally put themselves in situations for things to even be tougher. I watch this, and I know that people may say, you know what, Nicola, sometimes it's very hard on us because I just want you to wake up. I want you to wake up. We wake up every morning, we hop on Power Start Your Day, and then we get off, and we still operate in scarcity, or we still operate in a locked mindset versus freedom and abundance. Guys, do you understand that as long as you have your working limbs, you just get up and start moving, let God do the rest. What should you start moving? First and foremost, every single morning, Power Start Your Day should not be your first time communing with God. First and foremost. As soon as you open your eyes, you give him thanks for his grace and his mercy and let him know that you know he is with you, that he's never left nor forsaken you, and that he is guiding you to your next step, your next level. You don't want to do anything in this season without you. Let him know that you're down for him. I told you guys, God is down with people who's down with him. He can't be a second afterthought, by the way. Because if so, you're going to operate under your privileges, beneath your privileges. You're going to stay watching other people walk into their season, soar in their season, set themselves free. I know, listen, guys, we're talking about network marketing here. How often have you been in a room and maybe you enrolled on the same day or around the same time and then now, you know, you and someone, you meet someone and you say, oh, I'm new too. You guys are new together. And then now, you know, 90 days from now, you see that person ranking up and you're still saying you're new. Or how about when you go to the next level and you may get a promotion or two, and then all of a sudden you go MIA for getting out of responsibility to the people that you told them this is a great opportunity, and then now you're still there, and now that same person or a few people, I tell you, graduate with your class, they keep moving, and then now you're still saying, oh, I've only been in this amount of time to try to pacify yourself that you're giving it all you've got when you know you're not. Times are you going to hide behind, oh, I have a job, I have children, I have illness, I have this, I have that. How long are you going to hide behind that, believing that God still wants you to be last when he designed you to be first? I know that this is going to pinch some nerves on today, but how many times have you had an opportunity to up-level your game and you choose to stay on the ground? Your name won't be written down in anything when excuses continue to be your best friend. I'm here to encourage you guys that God has set you free. Right now, you're in an industry of free enterprise. Free enterprise. No one can stop you but you. Your company doesn't write your check. You do. They just issue it. So all you need to do is start valuing this gift of a 24-hour day and go out there and make it happen. This call, I know, is not for people who just want to stay complacent. They want to stay average. They want to be in mediocrity. It's about people going mega. Why? Because nobody wants to serve your God if you can't do big things. They think that your God is like you. They think your God, if they pray and they don't hear from God, they think that it's procrastination like what you're doing. When it may be them being in a process. We got to start making the kingdom look like exactly what it's supposed to look like, and that is very, very good. Right now, the world is winning because the world stay on their job, deceiving people that, you know, they can only get to the top if they have certain friends or they look a certain way and all this type of stuff. But when you're in the kingdom, God has no respect for a person. When are we going to start operating in kingdom? We are the only beings that God has ever made that can operate in the natural and supernatural, but people choose to stay low, move slow, operating in the world. I can hear the chitter chatter right now. You just don't understand, Nicola. And I'm going to tell you, you just don't understand. When you get to be just so sold out for the truth, start being free. Free to do what you should have been doing, not focusing on your problems and your burdens, but focusing on your assignment and the plan that God has for you. And in network marketing, you can do that no matter who like you, who don't like you, who don't want to see you win, no matter what your background is. Success, this industry, don't care nothing about that. Financial Freedom Friday, we can't take any callers today. I want you to be in the queue on Monday. I am very excited about what's about to go down. You know, I am seeing people probably for the first time in their lives truly believing that they can take their spot at the top, and I am just honored and privileged to be a leader. Just to remind you, that is not a possibility. It can become your truth. Guys, have a blessed day.